It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There is a key group of MAGA supporters, MAGA pundits, and MAGA politicians who are trying to distort reality so much so that they attack an entire cohort of the country. I am talking about the MAGA cucks, the biggest MAGA cucks of all. Stephen Miller, Ted Cruz, we have people like Jesse Waters, even the one and only Scott Jennings are all out on social media throwing knives at Democrats trying to say that there is no masculinity in the Democratic Party. We'll play some clips for you all in just one moment.
I gotta say, if you were making a list of 1,000 adjectives to describe this guy, masculine would not be one of them. I mean, this guy, if a stiff breeze came by, it would blow him over like a feather.
To nominate their first transgender Senate candidate who's clearly transitioning into a female. You know, when Tallarico goes in for a blood test, when he gets a physical, blood doesn't come out. Instead, soy milk comes out.
Did you know that he looks prepubescent?
These are the notes you took?
Did you know that he looks like the guy that leaves an apple on the teacher's desk? He's also 37 and not married.
The candidate that believes in six genders and he takes hits at Jesus Christ, and he's wearing a mask 6 months ago, and he's a vegan. He's a vegan in Texas.
I find this to be an inversion of reality. Mike, we're going to talk about this a little bit, but my definition of masculinity when it comes to Ted Cruz is not just allowing somebody to insult your wife and then shilling for them for the rest of your political career. It's not dipping out of your state of Texas every single time there's a natural disaster. It is definitely not seating the care you're supposed to give for your constituents so that you could send endless dollars overseas to Israel and to fund wars in the Middle East. That is not masculinity. Masculinity is not cheating on your wife with a porn star. It is not threatening to wipe out an entire civilization. And it's definitely not being an asshole to all of the people around you. I want to know your definition of masculinity in just one moment, but this is very clearly a political game. It's a political operation from the Republican Party. And just for the legit surgical analysis here, they are trying to launch a campaign against Senate candidate James Tallarico in Texas. They don't have any actual dirt on James Tallarico. James Tallarico is almost entirely scandal-free. He is scandal-free. There's like one cringe sentence he said in 2018. That's all they have on him. So he's scandal-free. In order to then create and manufacture a scandal, they're trying to tear down his masculinity. They're even posting AI ads and AI videos of James Tallarico wearing a dress. This is some of the creepiest, weirdest stuff that I've ever seen. I almost don't even want to play it, but I will play it just in just one moment. They are trying, number one, it's funny seeing the Republican Party try to place men in women's dresses. They're the ones usually complaining about that, but they do the same thing with Tallarico. Number two, AI ads need to be banned. Number three, AI is the best thing to ever happen to the Republican Party because now they can just create the misinformation to substantiate the misinformation. When Donald Trump spreads election fraud lies, he can just create the disinformation now with AI. When they used to say that Minneapolis was burning down during BLM, like they used to say the entire city was burning down, that wasn't true. But now they can just manufacture that. Now they can just create that and act like it was true. When it's James Tallarico, whether it's immigration, they are using AI in order to desperately push a narrative. So they're scared. They're scared of James Tallarico. They don't know what real masculinity is. They're honestly MAGA cucks. I want to spend part of this video talking about Stephen Miller, Ted Cruz. There's Jesse Waters, there's Scott Jennings, all of these MAGA cucks. But first, let's just do a baseline masculinity talk. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm feeling very masculine today, Adam. I'm ready to pump my chest. You're too young to remember Home Improvement, which was the Tim Allen show in the 90s, but he would always go, and that was like his version of masculinity. So that's what I associate with like what I just call a stupid masculinity, because it's not a real thing. And I've articulated it this way for me, and I borrowed this from Scott Galloway, who said it during our White Dudes for Harris call. But he said it in relation to the 2024 presidential campaign. He said, real men protect and real men provide. Donald Trump has never protected anyone other than himself. He's never provided for anyone other than himself. And that's why I'm voting for Kamala Harris. I'll never forget that, because to me, that is what it means to be a man, right? I have a responsibility to protect my wife and my son. I have a responsibility to protect the people in my life. I have a responsibility to provide for them. Now, sometimes when people hear that, they assume that I think that women can't do that. Women can absolutely do that. And my wife is an absolute badass, frankly, is stronger than I am. But these guys who talk about masculinity this way, and I'm particularly going to pick on my sparring partner, Jesse Waters, because I've done his show probably about half a dozen times at this point. He's always talking about his rules for men. And according to him, it is gay to vote for a woman for president. It is gay to drink a milkshake with a straw. I think it's gay to drink a milkshake, period, which sounds like a miserable fucking way to live life, okay? There's just all these stupid, dumb rules that they make about masculinity because they don't want to be seen as you know, effeminate or gay or anything like that. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with being gay. I'm bi, so like I don't have any problem with any of that, but it's so dumb. You know what's not masculine, Jesse Waters, is leaving your wife for your assistant. Okay, that's not masculine. Okay, you know what's not masculine? Ken Paxton helping to protect child sex predators in Texas. Ted Cruz not defending his wife's honor. J.D. Vance not defending his wife's honor when she was attacked by Nick Fuentes. Okay, these guys are weak. They have no fundamental moral code. They do not know how to protect. What they do know how to do is to make it seem like they're masculine, right? Like J.D. Vance is out there basically looks maxing. He's following the clavicular strategy of like trying to change his entire look. And he's got more eyeliner on than like anybody on RuPaul's Drag Race. So like, I don't give a shit about any of that. Go live your life. But they also, I'll go one layer deeper and then hand it back to you, is in this Texas Senate race in particular, but they're doing it to Rob Sand in Iowa. They're doing it to Josh Turek too. They're doing it to basically all the Democratic white guys that are running right now. They have nothing to run on. Not a goddamn thing, okay? They can't run on the economy because it's a mess. They can't run on the war because Trump doesn't have a plan to win it. And he's getting, and frankly, he looks like an idiot every single day that he's like, we're 2 days away from a deal. And then they're bombing the shit out of each other again. So they've got absolutely nothing, no accomplishments. So they're just like, oh, James Tallarico's gay. And we came up with James Tallarico or like whatever it is. And it's just so unbelievably stupid to me. Even like some of the attacks on Grant Plattner, like don't get me wrong, there's a lot of stuff that Grant Plattner has done that I don't particularly care for, but they're going after him for some other dumb shit too. They're attacking Tallarico for having an attractive Latina girlfriend, and like dumping Oppo on her is just so bizarre to me because they have nothing. It's a sign of how weak they are. And yes, I know the Democratic Party has a problem with men, but the Republican Party better check their numbers, because young men in particular, they want jobs, they want opportunity, they want to be able to buy a house, they want to be able to start a family, they want to be able to take a goddamn vacation. Give them that, and just don't get sucked into this stuff would be my advice to anybody running in the election right now.
Yeah, the Democratic Party has a problem with men, and young men in particular, that is starting to fade away. But yeah, what the Democrats and the Republicans have done to young men is entirely different. The problem with Democrats for a bit is this risk averseness that the party had as an apparatus. The party was rather risk averse, not going into the places that we needed to during the 2024 election to make this case that we needed to. On top of that, the Democratic Party was a little bit finger waggy. I had a young male friend who said that he's a 100%. Democrat. He said that he's a liberal. He said that, I remember having this conversation. He was saying he supports gay rights. He supports trans rights. He wants an economic platform for the people. But he told me the Democratic Party felt kind of suffocating to him, like he just didn't have much direct representation in the Democratic Party. Meanwhile, the Republican Party was trying to court all these podcast bros. Now everything is inversed, where that same Democratic friend is really, really into the party. He really likes Zohran Mamdani. He watches this show. He likes seeing people that can just relate. And the Republican Party has economically skewered young voters. That's not masculinity, to make a promise and then not take care of the people that voted for you. It's not masculinity to screw over other people in your country. It's despicable. And I guess very quickly, my definition of masculinity, as we were going to talk about, is more about honor, telling the truth, not lying, being consistent, and taking care of those around you. It's more about the internal stuff, I think. I mean, I think you can be an incredibly masculine, caring man who doesn't look as much, and then you can be somebody who has tattoos and you're jacked as hell, and you can act in a completely non-masculine manner. Somebody in chat said emotional intelligence is very, very important. And social intelligence, empathy, not overly empathetic where you're constantly sobbing, but you need to understand that the people around you also need to be taken care of. I do not think when I look at the Republican Party today, that I see any masculinity. I see a Stephen Miller that wants to tear people down, a Stephen Miller that wants to use people as scapegoats, a Stephen Miller that does not want to help the people around him or make things better for the people around him, but tear people down. I had this quote one time in my comment section, actually. There's some great wisdom in my comment section, as there usually is. And someone said, there are two types of successful people in this world. Those who are successful, and then as they're successful, they realize they have a duty to lift those up around them. Mm-hmm. Then there's the second type of successful people who, as they become more successful, only enrich themselves in a cynical manner. I worry that the type of men we see in power right now, Elon Musk, is Elon Musk supposed to be masculine? Come on. Elon Musk,
no, yeah.
People like Donald Trump, Stephen Miller, these are people who gain power and gain money, and then they think their duty is to only gain more power and gain more money. That is not masculine whatsoever. And again, like, what are we even talking about here? The Republican Party is full of Ken Paxton, who's getting divorced from his wife on political grounds for cheating. The president cheated on his wife with a porn star. If this is your definition of masculinity, your head is inversed. I would point to my grandpa, who's a tall, nice, caring man who taught me how to read when I was young, who is incredibly empathetic towards anybody we see on the streets or any minority in America or just anybody, and who wants to live in an egalitarian pluralist society where we can all live together. This is the type of masculinity that I appreciate. And speaking of Jesse Waters, your sparring partner, remember that segment he did? He claims he was joking, but that segment he did where he talked about deflating the tires of his female colleague. And then he says, you know, I deflated her tires in order to get to date, in order to drive her home. So that she needed a ride home and then offered to date her. So it's just
zero chance he was joking. Zero chance.
I don't think he was joking at all. He was saying it very seriously in a deadpan manner. This is a man who distorts the truth for a living. Let's talk about Tucker Carlson for a second. Not that he directly said anything that I'm aware of over the past week. I'm sure he has. But this is like the opposite of masculinity to me. Tucker Carlson is somebody who went on Fox News every single day after the 2020 election and lied to tens of millions of Americans about election fraud. He then would text behind the scenes, I'm so sick of talking about election fraud. I can't wait till we're done talking about this. This is not even true. Sidney Powell is a maniac. Masculinity is not lying to the country en masse. Masculinity is holding your ground even when it's hard to do, even when you have pressure coming down. These people who are going on TV every single day and lying about the Iran war, lying about the timeline, lying about the objectives, lying about the amount of deaths we've had, all of this, that's not masculine. That is lying to the people around you because you're too much of a wimp to actually stand up. So I also think we should talk about Tallarico in a second because
Yeah, can I jump in there, though, before you pivot again? Sorry. I want to just add a couple things because they are defending so many people who have done horrific things and then lecturing us about our candidates. And I keep coming back to Max Miller. Max Miller is a congressman from Ohio. He was married to Emily Moreno, who is the daughter of Senator Bernie Moreno, and she has accused him of beating her and throwing scalding hot water on her chest. I've seen the photos of her chest that were released publicly and did it in front of their kids. Nothing about that is masculine, okay? And there are a ton of people who want to defend that. And this is why, like, I hate the term toxic masculinity. I think we need to retire it and get rid of it because nothing about these guys are masculine and we need to reclaim that word. My least favorite thing that Democrats do is we run away from things that make us uncomfortable. So the Republicans claim patriotism, faith, masculinity, family values. They don't believe in any of that. Not a single bit of it. Okay. On every mark, they're absolute hypocrites. Okay. And you get the Benny Johnsons of the world that want to go lecture us about the importance of nuclear family month, whatever the fuck that is, which is basically something they've invented because they're uncomfortable seeing pride flags out when they're driving to work in the morning, which is disgusting. And Benny Johnson, every town that he goes in, Grindr crashes. Okay. He travels all across the country. You can pinpoint it. Grindr will immediately crash because that's how desperate that guy is to be away from his wife. Okay. And again, I don't give a shit what Benny Johnson does, okay? You want to be closetly gay? I don't care. I wish you could be yourself. But it's like a Kristi Noem's husband, right? How much time did Kristi Noem spend lecturing people about who could use what bathroom where and all kinds of dumb stuff and attacking trans kids when her husband was like in love with multiple like BDSM escorts and was wearing like fake tits and stuff like that. And again, I don't care. You do whatever the fuck you want.
Okay? We don't judge.
We don't judge. I don't care.
Down is what we're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
No kink shaming here. Okay. Do whatever the hell you want. You could be vanilla. You could be a kinkiest. I don't care. But like, stop telling other people what to do. And for a party that spends so much time talking about freedom, we have to be free. We need freedom, Adam. And they're taking it away from us. They're taking away all of our rights. They're the ones that want to police everybody's actions, okay? Do I think the Democratic Party sometimes veers into becoming America's HR department? Yes, I do. And that's partially because when things are fucked up, you run to the HR department at work, okay? Because you need something. Now, often, the Republicans are fucking stuff up, and people come back to us to fix it. Then we maybe go a little bit too far. And I do think there are a lot of people in our tent that want to, like, get mad at Shane Gillis and Dave Chappelle for making jokes that they don't like. Just let the comedians make jokes. That's their job, okay? If you don't like it, turn the TV off. That's my view of it. Same thing I say to Republicans when they're mad at Chelsea Handler or Cheryl Underwood. They didn't like a lot of the, they didn't like that that Charlie Kirk joke that was made at the roast of Kevin Hart a couple weeks ago, which I laughed my ass off. I thought it was hilarious. I'm not going to repeat it because then I'll get yelled at. But like, it's just like, get over it. Like, none of this, it's all grievances. It's all whining. And like, even like the Spencer Pratt stuff this week. I mean, they created Spencer Pratt out of basically nothing. He was a loser reality TV show host that decided to run for political office because that's what happens now. The model from like influencer to reality show star to like running for office is so clear now because you can get attention from this whole group of people. They built him up even though he had zero chance to win. He lost in a D+55 state. It matched the final result matches the polling here where he was in third place. And now they're claiming voter fraud. There's nothing masculine about that. Men take responsibility. If they were actually serious about winning an election in LA, they would go, well, why do people hate us so much? Like, why are, if LA is as bad as they say it is, and it's not perfect, but if it's as bad as they say it is, why aren't people voting Republican then? Well, because they fucking hate you. Look in the mirror and figure out why people hate you. And just to compare that to you, when Kamala lost on election night, I went to bed at about 10 o'clock because I knew there wasn't enough votes in Pennsylvania and I knew I was going to have to go to work the next day. I locked myself in my office for about 4 hours with a whiteboard. The whiteboard's still right over here. And I wrote down everything that I did that I felt like I didn't do enough of or I didn't do right, everything that I had fucked up. I spent most of the beginning of me reshaping how I was doing my job focused on me and how I had fucked up. Instead of doing what a lot of people in my space do, other Democratic strategists, they blame voters. They blame the Republicans. They blame other stuff. It's like, take responsibility for your shit. That's what men do, okay? They fuck up. They take risks. They try to build. They try to create. And then when you make a mistake, you own up to it and you fix it. You can do that. It's not that hard. And I'm going to just add one more thing here too, then I'm going to hand it back to you, which is just, have you seen the tweet from Andrew Tate? And for folks that don't know, Andrew Tate's a human trafficking, miserable piece of shit that, by the way, Barron Trump and Don Jr. helped get out of Romania because he should be in prison right now. He should be rotting away in a Romania prison right now. He tweeted the other day that it's gay to think that women are more attractive than men. And I just think these guys are just all secretly just want to be gay. Like, I just think that's what it is. And like, it's just sad. And I wish they could just be themselves and be happy. That's all that I want for them.
They said that. And like, one of them, Nick Fuentes, replied, true. And it's like, all right, I'm not sure.
Well, Nick Fuentes is a virgin. Like, I mean, he's like openly admitted. You guys should Google this later. Don't get off of our video. But like, Piers Morgan interviewing Nick Fuentes, asking him about why he's never had sex with a woman is one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen in my entire life. And I'm like, this is your king? Like, this is who you guys are like. You guys are like, this is our Hitler. Like, I'm pretty sure Hitler had more game than Nick Fuentes. So, and that's a quote. You could throw that up on a meme and put it on Facebook.
If it's gay to think women are hot, then I guess I got to come out to you also.
Yeah, I guess I'm gay as shit. Like, you know. It was the Olympics like 2 or 3 years ago where some Olympic, I forget what sport she was in, but she like won the gold and then like ran off and proposed to her boyfriend. And all these conservatives were like, we're like talking about how like, you know, emasculating it was to like have your girlfriend propose to you. And I'm like, guys, is it gay to marry your hot gold medalist girlfriend? Like, I don't understand. What's the problem? It sounds awesome to me.
The thing is, people in real life don't act like they do online. Like, all these men who say that it's gay to ever cry around your wife, like, that's what they say. They say it's emasculating. I can guarantee that these same people have had a family member, a close family member pass away. Life gets stressful. Sometimes you have to cry as a man. Sometimes you have to cry in front of your wife. That is a part of life. That is a part of being masculine. Or you can just repress it all, then cheat on your wife with a porn star like our president.
Exactly.
How about that?
Well, I'll tell
about
you, that? I'm the crier in my marriage, okay? All it takes is like the first 15 minutes of up, okay? The first 5 minutes of up are like the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm gone immediately. I'm scared to go see Toy Story 5 with my son because I just know that there's going to be some gut-wrenching Pixar thing in the middle of it.
Hell, you were crying during our pre-show for no reason.
Just for no reason. I just showed up. It was like, oh, they're like, what happened? I'd be like, oh, I saw a Cheerios commercial about two dads.
That's how they think all liberals are. They think all liberals are just overly emotional. Very quickly, let me recenter this for a second, because a lot of this conversation, like the catalyst for it, was this James Tallarico Senate campaign.
Yeah.
They're trying to paint him as emasculine, but let me just walk through his opponent for 1 second, because I'm kind of sick of all of these races being referendums on the Democrat rather than people framing it around both candidates. We're seeing the same thing in Maine. I'm not going to defend Graham Platner's past because he doesn't even defend his past. But the idea that we should only talk about him and not put him up against Susan Collins when we're having this conversation is absurd. So what we need to do is properly frame this and properly frame the candidates against each other. Like, let's check this out. Let me know in chat, everybody, yes or no, if you think this is masculine. In 2015 to 2024, a Texas grand jury indicted Ken Paxton on 2 first-degree security fraud counts and 1 count of failing to register as an investment advisor representative. He was accused of steering friends and investors into a tech firm without disclosing that he was getting a commission. Folks, is it strong and masculine to sell out your own friends for an undisclosed commission? Or is that a textbook grift that real men don't do? How about this? In 2020, 7 of Ken Paxton's top aides went to the law enforcement and reported him for alleged bribery and abusive office. Folks, is it masculine to have your entire staff turn you in because you were trying to throw them under the bus? He then punished his staff for not going along with his favors. People in chat saying, no, that's not masculine. That's criminal. That's textbook grift. Okay, so we've got some good moral guidance, some moral compass in the chat here. How about this? This guy, Ken Paxton, got impeached by his own party in Texas. Impeachment by Texas Republicans. How is this guy close to a position of power? In May of 2023, the Republican-led Texas House voted 121-23 to impeach Ken Paxton on articles including bribery and abuse of public trust. If I were writing a screenplay with, you know, Christopher Nolan and Martin, if I were writing a screenplay and I were trying to write some sort of evil political villain, I don't even think I'd be able to come up with this level of corruption. I don't even know if I'd be able to come up with this string of corruption and him still being able to gain power. He didn't beat any of these allegations. He's not some warrior. He is an emasculine man scamming the people around him. In December of 2020, Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit directly in the U.S. Supreme Court to try to throw out the presidential election results. Okay, so this guy just hates America. This guy genuinely just hates America. Trying to overturn other states' votes is not masculine. As it says, masculine is about accepting a loss, moving on. Masculinity is about understanding that there are ups and downs in life that you can't always win. We've sure had our fair share of, you know, hard days, whether it's personally or even in the algorithm. I mean, there's ups and downs. You have to accept that. You can't say that everything is rigged. And finally, do you guys think extramarital affairs and divorce on biblical grounds is masculine? Multiple outlets have reported that Paxton had an extramarital affair with a woman who was given employment by Nate Paul. Investigators found the affair started with a Senate aide and ended when his wife found out in 2019 and then restarted again in 2020. Wait a minute. I didn't know this part. So it started with the Senate aide. His wife found out, so he stopped. This guy didn't even have the willpower to continue respecting his wife. No wonder his wife left him. Lord have mercy.
No, and I'll tell you, like, I did a debate on our mutual friend Brad Palumbo's show with Red Eagle Politics.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it was pretty good. It was supposed to be like, you know, we were going to talk about Ken Paxton, and it kind of devolved into Graham Platner stuff, too, because the Platner New York Times story had come out like an hour beforehand. But I asked this guy, like, look, the thing about this moment in time that pisses me off is that people should just be more honest about why they're supporting the candidate that they're supporting. Like, Platner makes me uncomfortable for a myriad of different reasons, but I'd rather he be in the Senate than Susan Collins, because Susan Collins is frankly 1,000 times worse than the worst possible Democrat that we could put in office right now. So, like, I'll take the bad. And if he does something that I don't like, I'll call that out too, because I'm an independent voice inside the party. But like, same thing with Ken Paxton for the right. So like, but Red, you know, Red Eagle kept going, well, you know, he's not a perfect person. And I don't, you know, I can't, you know, I'm not going to pretend like he's perfect, but he does X, Y, and Z. And I was like, where's the line though? I asked him a simple question. I said, if during the course of Ken Paxton's divorce proceedings, which are coming up in a month, and I'm going to say nominating a guy who's going in the, through the middle of a messy public divorce is probably not great politics, even in Texas. And I said to him, if it came out that he hit her, would you stop supporting Ken Paxton? He goes, well, I don't want to deal with a hypothetical, Mike. No, it's a simple yes or no question. Okay. I forget what a guy's real name is. But like, I'm like, it's simply a question. Well, what if you found out that he was doing like what Roy Moore was doing, where he was dating a 14-year-old girl and was banned from the local mall because he kept trolling around for kids? And he was like, well, I don't want to deal with hypotheticals because they can't answer. They have to equivocate on everything. Like, I would frankly respect these people more on this stuff. Same thing with Max Miller, all right? They don't want to lose that Ohio House seat, even though he beat his wife. They don't want to piss off Trump because Max Miller is close to Trump. I would just respect them if they said that. If they went, hey, I think it's horrible what he did, but I'm not going to get in the way of that because that's between Max Miller and Donald Trump. Even though I think that's cowardly, I still think that would be better, okay? And I just do not respect people that are not honest about what they actually believe in and what they're doing. And I just wish that we had fewer people that were going to be like that, more people would just be honest with you about what they're doing. Like me with Plattner, like I don't like the guy, but like I want him to win. It's just, it's miserable. And all the stuff with going after Tallarico, we should talk a little bit about the AI aspect of this too. Yeah. Adam, because I just think this is important. I mean, they created an AI-generated ad of Tallarico in a dress as Julie Andrews from, what musical is it? I'm going to prove my masculinity by not knowing the name of the musical. I'm going to say Walk to Remember. I know that's wrong, but I saw this funny answer. My wife's probably watching on her burner account right now screaming about what it actually is. But it's about him wanting to like mutilate kids and stupid shit like that. And like, I separate out the attack itself for a second, which is Sound of Music. Thank you. I could not remember the Sound of Music.
I knew it. I wanted to see you struggle, but I knew it. I just wanted to
see you. In my head, I knew what it was. I said Walk to Remember just to like trigger the chat. I was hoping one person would be like really mad at me for that. So thank you, chat. But this shit should be banned. In a normal, healthy democracy with this type of technology, it should be illegal for anybody to spend significant sums of money on an AI-generated ad like that. It's one thing for us to do it when we're recreating Marco Rubio dressed as Tulsi Gabbard after she resigns and shit like that. Like, that's kind of funny, stupid memeing. But it's, you're welcome, Mike. So, sorry, Glenn just posted in the comments, you're welcome, Mike, dash the gays. Thank you to the gay community. Anytime somebody says the gays, I think about that. I don't know. Do you ever watch 30 Rock, Adam?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's an episode where I forget what he does, but Tracy pisses off the gay community and they find out about it. And either Liz or Jack just shouts at him, like, why would you piss them off? They're the most organized community. I always love that joke.
Yep.
But anyway, this stuff should be banned. I mean, look, this technology is so powerful. And what it's going to do is take every dirty trick in the book that they've ever made, from Photoshop to everything else. And it's going to lace it out in steroids, right? It's going to be way more effective. It's going to be way more highly customized and targeted. I worry about the stuff that we don't see. You know, this ad is probably mostly a stunt. They're claiming it's a 6-figure buy. I don't know how real that is. They're probably trying to get it posted on cable news. It's a pretty common thing to do with like a 6-figure buy. They spend like $100K and then they're like, look at this, $100K is nothing for a TV ad. But if we had a functioning government right now, they would ban this stuff. Because it could go the other way. What if I posted a photo of Ken Paxton with a little Hitler mustache talking about protecting child sex predators? Like, I could do that. It would take me like 5 minutes to do that with one of these AI tools. But I don't do that because I'm not a piece of shit.
Ban AI in ads. Ban using people's likeness without their consent. I'm sure there are edge cases where if somebody gives you their consent for some sort of project you're working on in a movie, that's one thing. But you can't just use people's likeness to make them drive a political narrative and then use your money to do ad buys on television to surgically target boomers or older generations who may not know that it's an AI ad, therefore tricking people en masse. As I said at the beginning, AI...
That's what they did to Massey. Sorry, that's what they did to Thomas Massey. They created an AI ad of him in a threesome with Ilhan Omar and AOC. And there were people afterwards who were like, oh, he cheated on his wife with Ilhan Omar. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's crazy. So, I mean, AI is the best thing to happen to the Republican Party, as I said earlier, because we don't need AI to attack Ken Paxton. I can literally just say Ken Paxton was divorced by his wife on biblical grounds for cheating. I can say Ken Paxton's own staff turned him in. I don't need AI to do that. But they have to make up attacks about James Tallarico's position on gender identity and position on trans kids and a position on Trende Aragua. They have to make up these AI ads trying to say that James Tallarico wants to let Trende Aragua into your state, into the country. All a lie. So to Republicans, for Republicans, AI is an absolute beauty. Sorry, beauty. I guess I kind of want to wrap up by talking a little bit about the Maine Senate race. I've been thinking about this a lot, and I really need Susan Collins to lose this race. This is a situation we're in. This is it. Republicans are now witnessing the same post-cancellation and post-purity level of politics that they've created, and now they are the ones clutching their pearls about it. If I had it my way, the standards for the leaders in our country, the standards for people in positions of power in our country would be so high that Donald Trump's scandals would exclude him. Graham Plattner's scandals would likely, I mean, most people in Congress right now's scandals would preclude them from being in a position of power. That is not the political reality that we're in. We're in an actual political reality where there is hard, brutal Senate math, hard, brutal math in the House. And at this point, I will never let a Republican lecture me about morality or about any Democrat ever. The Republicans have no moral high ground. If you look at any of these Republicans who are complaining about Graham Plattner's tattoo, and you look up their Twitter and you search for Nick Fuentes, you can reverse search Nick Fuentes, Paul Ingracia. They have nothing to say about Donald Trump having dinner with an actual Nazi. Donald Trump appointed somebody named Paul Ingracia, the GSA. Paul Ingracia said, "I have a Nazi streak in me." That is despicable. He said he has a Nazi streak in me. That is not okay whatsoever.
He talked about putting people in gas chambers in a text thread with a bunch of other GOP operatives. This was a whole scandal.
There was a bunch of this stuff. And J.D. Vance did not condemn that. So while I'm not going to sit here and like...
No, he called them young men. He was like, I'm not going to go after young men who made a mistake. The guy's fucking 40.
Yeah. So I hope people can understand, if I'm not going to sit here and stake my reputation on a candidate who has a past of mistakes, even Graham Plattner doesn't defend his past of mistakes. I'm not going to sit here and defend all of his old skeletons or whatever. I'm also not going to be lectured by a Republican Party that is trying to drag us down to the depths of hell and wants to vote for somebody named Susan Collins, who will rubber stamp all of Donald Trump's worst impulses. Susan Collins, who vote to cut Medicaid from tens of millions of Americans. Susan Collins, who voted for Kristi Noem, which directly led to the death of Alex Pretty and Renee Nicole Good. Susan Collins, who promised she would only serve two terms and is now running for her sixth term after seeing her wealth increase by over 2,000%. So I'm not going to be lectured by Susan Collins supporters or by Republicans or by anybody who's trying to say, hey, you need to have a standard for your candidates. The standard is up here. No, dog. The Republican Party dropped the standards, and now we are playing at their game. One more time. I mean, in my ideal reality, all of our leaders would be held to such high standards, but we're not living in this idealistic reality. We're living in the actual reality of Donald Trump's presidency, and at least one of these candidates will check Donald Trump. Is that fair, guys? Is that fair, chat? This is a hard topic because when you're talking about this topic, it leaves you a little bit exposed to right-wing attacks because the right wing will immediately go on offense and say, you're defending this. It also leaves you exposed sometimes to attacks on my left because they say, Adam, I want you to go harder and harder for Graham Plattner. No. We are going to sit here and we are not going to let Republicans lecture us. We are going to make sure Susan Collins loses and we are going to restore our democracy. That is what I care about.
Yeah. Well, and let me end it here because I have to run soon. But like it's on Plattner is you're stuck between two stuff because you mentioned the left and the right. I got a lot of people that are mad at me right now for not doing a full throttle defense of Graham Plattner. And like, look, I want to win this primary, but I'm not defending this stuff. I don't think you could defend accidental Nazi tattoo. I don't think you can defend what I believe to be a credible accusation, even if the woman is a Republican operative. I'm skeptical of it, but I still think it's credible enough that we got to take it. Go ahead.
The data shows that women actually underreport their assaults.
Yeah, of course.
About it. So any data shows that women tend to underreport when they're being abused. The goal here is not to ever discredit somebody or undermine Jewish Americans or women Americans. No, it's to win the Senate.
Well, yeah, and I think to me, the attacks on the woman, even though she's a Republican operative, are gross. I think the attacks on the journalist that wrote the piece because they're Jewish are gross. And that's from the left. And that shit's got to stop right now. You could take it seriously and you could still be mindful of the situation that we're in. And look, Susan Collins and Graham Plattner actually made this point really well in his speech last night, has been in politics longer than Joe Biden has been in politics. OK, that is the cleanest fucking hit I've heard any candidate make on an older candidate in a long time. No offense to Joe, who I love. But she's been in the United States Senate since I was 6 fucking years old, okay? I want you to ask the average Mainer if their life is better off than it was in 1996. I guarantee you that the answer will be no. And if you want to talk about masculinity versus feminism or whatever sort of dichotomy you want to create, why do women in this country right now have fewer rights? It's because of Brett Kavanaugh, who helped overturn Roe v. Wade, who was appointed and voted for by Susan Collins, who was the deciding vote on that. And he was credibly accused of much worse than anything that Grant Plattner has been accused of, and she voted for that. So zero sympathy on this stuff. She has got to fucking go. And if 6 years from now I find out that Grant Plattner is a bigger piece of shit and a John Fetterman-style Democrat, I'll be first in the line to fight to defeat him or something like that. If we find out worse, I'm going to be standing in line to support the women who come forward if there's something like that. But I want to win this race. We have to end Donald Trump's reign of terror. We can do that if we win the Senate. If we take back the Senate with 52 Senate seats, that's what's needed to win, because we got to assume that Fetterman is going to betray us at some point because he fucking sucks. But like, so let's assume we need to get to 52. We have to win Maine. There's no path to doing it without winning Maine. And I would rather take that risk right now with the hand that I've been dealt and try to make sure that Donald Trump can never appoint another person to the Supreme Court, can never get another federal judge passed, can never replace his cabinet secretaries with Matt Gaetz as attorney general, whatever horrific choice he's going to make. So like, I care about that. I care about winning. I think you can also just be honest and say, I don't particularly care for Grant Plattner. I don't. I like his economic messaging. I want to believe in his redemption arc. But I think this like idea that I need to go full throttled all the way, act like these stories are nothing burgers when they're not. And you know, I'm going to give a shout out to, hopefully she's okay if I say this, but Madeline Somerville's watching this right now, but she gave me some good advice when I was trying to figure out what I felt like in the middle of the Plattner stuff last week. And one of the pieces of advice she gave me was, go talk to the women in your life. Go talk to the Jewish voters in your life, the people of Jewish faith, and ask them a question about whether or not they trust Grant Plattner, and they don't. And so he's got to go re-earn that trust, okay? And I think that was the right way to frame it and think about it, because the truth is Grant Plattner getting elected to the United States Senate really control the United States Senate doesn't impact me, Mike Nellis, very much, doesn't impact Adam Mockler that much, okay? I mean, you're a young man, so I would like you not to be sent off to war, but like, it matters to people who are in the crosshairs of this stuff. So I would rather center the conversation around them, and Plattner's got to go win those people back. And by the way, he won fucking 78% of the vote yesterday in the Maine Senate primary after a series of scandals. So clearly they trust him enough. I'm going to roll with that right now. It's good enough for me.
Yeah. I'm going to end it there as well. I mean, listen, I said this as well. Plattner doesn't defend his own past. So I'm not going to like stake my reputation on mistakes that he made in 2014. You and I have a long career ahead of us. It would be a shame if I'm jumping on the grenade to win the Senate. No. I really, really appreciate how everybody in chat seems to be on the same page with us. To be candid, this is an issue that is hard to navigate sometimes. Mike and I go on these Republican channels, and you know what they do? They want to grill us about Graham Plattner. I went on a Republican channel, and they're asking me why Democrats support Nazis. You know, they frame it in the worst way. So we need to punch back, put them on defense, go offense, offense, offense. And it's really nice to know that we have a beautiful community in the chat of people who are on the same page with us and can understand the nuance and the points that we're making. If you appreciate the work that Mike Nellis and I do, you can subscribe to us on Substack, become a paid subscriber to help support our team. It genuinely means a lot and goes a long way. You can also find this video, this exact video, on YouTube after if you want to rewatch. And if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe below, drop a blue heart. I love all of you guys. And thank you, everybody. Thank you for real.
Appreciate you guys. We'll be back Saturday morning. Talk to y'all soon.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.